Listen for reviews of your new favorite brews.
Cheers!
Beer for breakfast. Every Friday morning at 9:30 with Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
All right, man, let's get into it. Beer for breakfast. It is time.
One of my favorite parts of the week, Dave, is beer for breakfast. Each week, we drink a different craft beer. We review it, and we generally celebrate a week of hard work well done. So, you know, I would just like to say...
Why are you laughing?
No reason.
I would just like to say, you know, give a nice little cheers to us.
All right.
You know, cheers, Sylvia. Oh,
there you go.
There we go. Because this has been a... Oh, did you just spill that on you?
No.
You did, didn't you?
No.
You spilled it on your boobies.
No, I didn't.
You did. I see
it
right there.
Yeah. Cheers, Ian.
It's a very full glass. But another hard week's worth of work done, and we should celebrate by treating ourselves to a fine craft beer. The beer that we have in front of us today, Dave, is one of my, it's from a brewery that kind of got my whole craft beer journey started.
Okay.
About, 18 or 19 years ago.
All right. Wow.
Now, at this point, I was a...
were you even 21, 18,
or
19 years ago?
I was not.
All right.
I was like bartending underage at a Lone Star Steakhouse and Saloon. And one night after bartending, actually the first night after bartending, they said, hey, go treat yourself to one of those beers. And one of the beers that we had on tap was the Boulevard Unfiltered Wheat. And I'd seen a lot of people ordering it that night, tried it, and found out that beer doesn't have to taste like booty that night. And
No
more booty beer
no
for
more
me.
Booty
and it
beer.
Started me on a journey. And so when I was suggested by one of our listeners last week that I should do this beer from Boulevard Brewing Company out of Kansas City, Missouri, I said, yeah, you know what? That brings back some good memories. So I picked up one of their latest beers, the Tropical Pale Ale, which, you know, we like tropical beers for summer, easy drinking beers. And I was like, yeah, I'll give that a shot, because being 115 degrees outside right now is a little ridiculous.
And humid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the Boulevard Tropical Pale Ale has 5.9% alcohol by volume and 45 IBUs, today being served from a very colorful pink and black, and I don't know if that's, is that turquoise?
Yeah.
What color would you call that?
I would say like Tiffany blue.
Tiffany, yes, there you go. And a Tiffany blue can that came in a six-pack that was purchased at Corey's Fine Wine and Spirits for around $10 a six-pack. It could also be found at other fine craft retailers like Top Shelf, Liquor Lineup, and Total Wine and Spirits. The five categories, which we rate every single beer on Beer for Breakfast, the look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability. Don't look at him like that was a bloop.
No,
that was definitely a bloop.
That was a bloop.
That was a full-on bloop.
Bloop,
you blooped.
You're a bloop bitch.
You're a bloop bitch.
Wow.
Drinks butt beer. Booty beer.
Booty beer.
Booty beer.
I don't drink booty beer.
You drink booty beer.
This thing is so tart. Let's start with the very first category of the look. You can lead us off with this one, Dave.
Yeah, I mean, it's a gold/amber color. Very clean. Plenty of carbonation bubbling in there. Sticky lacing with the head. But yeah, overall, very clean, refreshing looking beer.
Yes, very much so. Pours a mostly clearish, yellowish, copperish kind of a color. You know, it's somewhere in between, you know, like that straw yellow and copper. So it's not like super, super clear, but a nice looking beer overall, and good amount of lacing down the side of the glass with a pretty standard pour. But good looking beer all the way around. The next category is the smell. Let's all just put our nose into the Tropical Pale Ale from the Boulevard Brewing Company.
Okay.
Sylvia, do you like the nose on this beer? Because your first reaction to it, I wasn't sure if you did or not.
Did you stick your whole nose actually in there? Did you get some on your schnoz?
I did.
You did. Again, it's a full glass. Stop spilling it on yourself and actually snorting it.
Well, I'm trying to get a sense of the smell.
What did you get?
Citrusy.
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 Yeah. Ian, are you a fan of the nose on this beer?
Mahoney, I'll be honest with you. No, I am not, actually.
Oh, interesting.
It's a little too muted for me, and what I do get is that kind of traditional amber kind of smell to me. Or maybe I'm just... You guys know I was a little ill last night, so maybe my nose isn't there today.
Mm-hmm.
You like the smell of this, Dave?
Yeah. I mean, it smells... Tart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, lots of citrus and grapefruit in there, like the name would suggest. A little bit of hint of hops in there as well. I think Ian's kind of right. It's not an overpowering nose. It is kind of muted in a sense that it doesn't just hit you straight in the face. But let's move on to our favorite part of Beer for Breakfast, which is the taste. So let's all cheers again and take a
cheers, Mahoney.
Cheers,
big old
cheers,
drink.
Cheers,
David.
Cheers,
David.
Cheers,
cheers.
Yes.
All right.
Good job this week, guys. Treat yourself right now. Work. Treat yourself.
All right.
Oh, that's nice.
That is.
It is.
I enjoy
that. You make a weird face when you take a drink of that, Sylvia.
I know. I make a weird face with any beer I taste. But it's good. I like it. It's very, like I told you earlier, it is.
Do you like this?
I do. It's very crisp.
Very crisp?
Very crisp.
Okay. Is there anything else about this beer that you like?
I like the grapefruit.
You like the grapefruit?
Kind of,
okay.
Taste that I'm getting.
That tartness hangs out on your tongue.
Yes.
Yeah, which is nice.
So it is kind of like a punch in the mouth.
It balances out pretty quickly, but it lingers.
Yes. Yeah. Are you were traditionally a fan of pale ales and IPAs, Dave. Mm-hmm. Is this a beer that you would want to have more than one of?
This seems like a good, like you mentioned, summertime beer when it's really hot, because it feels like a little bit of a balance from, you know how some IPAs tend to be a little heavier?
Yes.
This feels, at least, I mean, I've only had, you know, a little bit here so far, but this feels like the sort of beer that you would find a bit more refreshing because it has that citrus to it.
The upon burping. You get the nice bit of that grapefruit.
Well, I'll look forward to that.
Yeah, that was definitely a grapefruit burp.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely. It. The grapefruit really comes out in the burps. And you have been moving more towards tartar beers. I'm curious, are you a fan of this one?
You know what? I am, actually. As Dave was saying, I love the balance of the pale ale and the tartness of it. It's like a heavier sour to me. I really enjoy that.
Okay. Fair enough. You know, at 5.9% ABV, it's not, you know, it's not overpowering. You know, it is certainly crushable and thirst quenching, which is, I think, what they are looking to do with this particular type of beer.
I'm sorry for laughing in the middle of your review. I just imagine that heavier sour would be something that Ian would search on a porn site.
You are correct.
Like you all pointed out, I think there's a very tart mix of that, like grapefruit, and they say that there's some passion fruit in there, you know, but they blend together nicely. Gives you a nice pucker on that first sip, but it evens out after that, after the first couple drinks. You know, it really doesn't hit you as hard, but that tartness is still there. I think it finishes nicely with a nice piney hop bite that lingers for some time after each drink. The mouthfeel, tart, crisp, light-bodied, refreshing. I would definitely call this beer refreshing.
Sylvia, before he finishes it, take your beer and do this. So, like, you swirl it around in your cup, and you really kind of, like, stir up the head a little bit, and then take a pull of it with the head, and it really kind of even softens it a bit more. Try it on.
You know what's going to happen.
You're going to spill it on your boobies.
Yes.
So anyway, try that.
No.
I'll try it out.
Oh, no. He's wearing white, too.
Yeah, I'm wearing, oh, no.
This is
yes.
more. This is more of a cream.
Mm-hmm.
In my,
it's about
my time of biometry. The drinkability on the Tropical Pale Ale from Boulevard Brewing Company. This is a good beer. It's definitely not a year-rounder for me, but during the summer, this beer is going to be the best time to drink it. I really like the tartness and hops that give it like kind of two distinct stages of each drink. You get the tartness up the front, you get the piney hopness at the back, and then they kind of linger with the burping and the sitting there on your tongue,
because
it is
so
very
gassy.
It is very carbonated as well, so that certainly will lead to you burping a little bit more. The price point and availability are both really easy, so if you know they're out of your favorite summertime beer, I think this could be a solid backup to go to. It's not the best beer on the market, but it's certainly very solid and a good offering overall. Can I get a drum roll, please, Dave?
Absolutely, you can.
On Mahoney's Beer Scale Supremacy, I give the Tropical Pale Ale from the Boulevard Brewing Company a 3.6 out of 5.
Beer for breakfast with Dave and Mahoney every Friday morning only on X 107.5.